Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Love hearing that music. Yes, welcome back, everybody. Rob Ellis in for Howard Eskin. Howard is en route to Los Angeles, actually back to Philadelphia, then Los Angeles, where the Eagles will face the Rams tomorrow night. And we'll get to that point spread, which is 13, with Mark Lawrence in a minute. But Mark Lawrence joins us, as he does each and every Saturday at this time. Check him out, playbook.com, and, of course, his column for USA Today. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing just terrific, Rob. How are you doing?
Mark, I'm great, man. Let's start, because I got a request, a direct request on Twitter to say, please, please ask Mark what he likes first before you get into specific games. So I'll start off. I'll acquiesce. Mark, what do you like this weekend?
Well, you know, I'm going to look at one college football bowl game I think that has a lot of merit on the card today. You know, the bowls kick off today.
That's right.
The first bowl game is the New Mexico bowl game. And inside the game, you've got a nice situation where Utah State, their head coach, is leaving to go to Texas Tech. And he's taking his offensive and defensive coordinating staff with him. On the other side of the coin, you've got North Texas, the underdog in the game, whose head coach, Seth Luttrell, just turned down an offer from Kansas State to stay at North Texas. So I think the players at North Texas are going to be really, really excited about him wanting to stay and be a coach of this football team. The other side of the coin is Conference USA teams in bowl games have been very good against teams out of the Mountain West. They're 6-2 against the point spread. I like North Texas plus the points in this game.
Okay. Any other college bowls? I know we have pro games today, too.
Yeah, that's the only bowl game I think we're going to get into on today's card. Okay. But if you want to get over into the NFL side of things, looking today, the Cleveland Browns against the Denver Broncos, I think Cleveland stands a nice chance in this football game. You've got a quarterback matchup here. I think that for once in a long, long time favors Cleveland. Talking about Baker Mayfield, whose quarterback rating and touchdown passes he has this year are more or better than Case Keenum from Denver. And Keenum right now is operating without all wheels, if you will. He lost his two best wide receivers, one to trade, one to injury. Emmanuel Sanders is gone. Demaryius Thomas is gone. And I like this stat here. Teams that play on Saturdays in the National Football League in regular season games, when they're on the road against opponents off a loss, they're 29-8 against the spread. A real nice role for the Browns here. I think they can capitalize on that today on Saturday's card.
Yeah, it's interesting, Mark. They've done the impossible. They've made the Browns fun to watch. I mean, Baker Mayfield has made the Browns fun to watch. I'm with you on that. I like them getting 2.5 in that one. What else do you like?
Yeah, they've done just that. They've made them a nice, fun team, and it's really, really easy to get your arms wrapped around a team that's been down for so long, and suddenly they're back again. You know, it's a nice situation. The other game I'm going to get to in the National Football League is San Francisco Sunday against Seattle. Seattle's on this nice winning run, but boy, oh boy, you look inside these numbers of the Seahawks. They've been outgained their last three wins that they've played, so that's kind of winning games with smoke and mirrors, if you will. And you go to the reverse side of that, and you look inside the numbers at San Francisco, they've won the yards in four of their last five football games. Then you put all that together with the fact that Seattle's got Kansas City waiting up here on deck next, which might be arguably more focus or attention for that football team. I think San Francisco is playing some pretty good football coming down the stretch here. I like them plus the points over Seattle.
Interesting. All right, so heavy dogs here on the pro side right now. Let's jump to a couple interesting ones. How about the Colts and the Cowboys? Colts are -3. Cowboys, of course, coming off that big win over the Eagles. Who do you like in that one?
I'm going to stay with the Colts in this game. They're playing some really good football. Obviously, so too is Dallas on this win streak. But, you know, they have other extenuating super circumstances here. One, Dallas coming off the sweep of the Philadelphia Eagles, which has never been good for Dallas in the past when they've managed to do just that. Number two, you've got Andrew Luck playing some, I think, arguably his best football right now. He's obviously heads down, comeback player of the year in the National Football League, but he's been great in his career at home against teams that have a better record than he does. In his career, he's gone 13-4 against the spread in that role. I think this game has got letdown written all over for the Cowboys. I like the Colts in this game.
All right, let's move on to the Vikings and the Dolphins. This is a game of some interest to Eagles fans, of course, still clinging to some hope here in the wild card. Vikings, big number, -7.5 Dolphins coming off that miracle last week.
Yeah, I think the Miami Dolphins are the phoniest team in the National Football League. You know, they keep winning games but losing the yards. They're a winning team, but they've only won the yards in two of their 13 games this year. And you just can't keep continuing doing that. Now they're catching a Minnesota team that's very angry off the disappointing loss last week at Seattle. They've changed their offensive coordinators here. I think Minnesota rebounds in a big way in this game.
All right, I'm with you on that one. Let's go to the Patriots and the Steelers. Patriots -2.5 against Pittsburgh, of course. You know, the back end of that miracle was New England doing something you rarely ever see them do and you know, kind of giving a game up like they did. How do you like in that one?
This is a game you can make good cases for both teams in here, Rob. You know, New England's been outstanding in games in December, especially off losses. Tom Brady in his career, if he doesn't play Miami in this role, he's 25-2 straight up in those games. So they very rarely, seldom will you find this team losing back-to-back games in the month of December. But in Pittsburgh here, now you're talking about a 3-point home underdog who has revenge from a tough loss they suffered last year, a year ago to the same week. Remember when New England went into Pittsburgh and they won the game on that controversial call when Jesse James went into the end zone for Pittsburgh, scored the touchdown to win the game, but they took it away because of the ball hitting the ground in the end zone. That rule has since been rescinded, has been turned around. But nonetheless, it's a big revenge game here for Pittsburgh, who also needs this game as much as New England does. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh in this game on their home field here with off three losses in a row. I don't think this team will want to enter the playoffs on a bad losing streak, and I think they'll snap it against New England on Sunday.
All right, interesting. So that leads us to the Eagles, Mark. And I said this before we brought you up during the last segment. Who would have thought we'd be sitting here mid-December, Eagles coming off the Super Bowl championship and they're 13-point dogs to a team that they beat at their place last year, but that's the case.
It's unbelievable, Rob, but I was telling Howard this. You have to go back to 1993 to find the last time that a defending Super Bowl champion was this large of an underdog. The only other one that was more was San Francisco back in 93. They took 13 points, and they won the whole game straight up. You put teams like this in roles like this where they're red-faced and embarrassed, and I think that's when you'll find them playing their best football. I like the fact that Nick Foles is going to be behind center in this game, if for no other reason. One, it's a fresh ray of hope here for Philadelphia, a new change. Number two, he knows the Rams cut him back when he was trying out for the Rams earlier in his career. That'll be incentive for him in this contest here. And number three, since Kansas City and the Rams played that shootout game on Monday Night Football a few weeks ago, neither team has been the same. They've both regressed hugely. Mm-hmm. You look at Kansas City and how they're struggling. You look at the Rams and they're struggling as well. I think Philadelphia plus the points is a gift in this game. I like them to make this game very, very competitive.
Interesting. All right. Anything else you like, Mark? Any totals? Any other games that we failed to talk about?
Well, you know, the card is, I think, all in all, a decent-looking card because basically we've got 13, or now you've got 13 games you'll be playing on Sunday because there's no bye weeks in the contest here. But if I take a look at another interesting game here, I think the Buffalo Bills are flying completely under the radar right now as we're speaking here. Number one defense in the National Football League, people don't give them credit for that, but they're playing that good a defense. And a big difference with Josh Allen behind center in this team. And you look at Detroit, their Achilles heel has always been playing on the road. I think the Buffalo Bills might want to make a statement in that game against Detroit on Sunday.
All right, interesting. Mark, we appreciate it. We'll check out your work at playbook.com as well as your column for USA Today and each and every Saturday right here with Howard at 9:40. Mark, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, my pleasure as always, Rob. Enjoy the games and
be
well.
You got it. Have a great weekend.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.